America's oldest World War II veteran receives flyover for 111th birthday. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 13, 2020. America's oldest World War II veteran received a military flyover for his 111th birthday on Saturday as the coronavirus changed plans for a more traditional birthday celebration. Last year, New Orleans native and World War II veteran Lawrence Brooks received cupcakes, music, and lots of kisses at the National World War II Museum as the facility hosted him for a birthday party for the fifth year in a row. This year, the celebration came to him because of the coronavirus pandemic. As he watched from his porch while an entire squadron of World War II-era aircraft did a flyover in his neighborhood, the Times-Picayune reported. Brooks's official birthday is on September 12, 1909, and he served in the Black 91st Engineer Battalion during the war, according to a press release from the museum. Brooks and his unit were stationed in New Guinea and the Philippines during World War II, the Military Times reported. The museum said he was a private first class who served three white officers in his battalion. "I feel great, feel wonderful," Brooks told WWL after he visited the New Orleans VA hospital on Thursday. On Saturday, Brooks danced while the Victory Bells performed on the sidewalk in front of his home and sang "Lift Every Voice and Sing" in "Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy" of Company B, the Picayune reported. The World War II Museum encouraged everyone to send Brooks birthday cards, and he had received nearly 10,000 birthday cards by his birthday. The 9,768 birthday cards, packages, and letters came from all 50 states plus the Virgin Islands, Guam, and five other countries, the Picayune reported. During the ceremony and the socially distanced car parade that followed in front of his house, Brooks smiled and waved. "God bless all of you. Every one of you," Brooks said as he wore a New Orleans Saints mask.